What about the depth specifically you have at three positions? Of course, running back on offense, D-line on defense, and then that safety spot.
Yeah, we're extremely strong in all of those areas. Clearly you talk about a running back situation. I mean, we got a three-headed monster there. You know, where last year at one time, Bilal Powell and Chris Johnson were leading the league in rushing. You know, and then Chris Ivory, we know what he is. So we got three guys that we feel great about. And, obviously you have Tommy Bohannon at your fullback spot. So it's a loaded backfield. And then you mentioned safety. Even when you kick Antonio Allen out the corner, say, you still got four guys that we feel great about. And, with Landry and Pryor, obviously, Jaquan Jarrett and Josh Bush. So we feel good about that. Rontez Miles did a nice job in training camp as well. So it's a really strong group. And, really when you look at it, this team, having a quarterback situation, having Geno Smith as your starter and Mike Vick on this football team, I don't think it gets much better than that either at that spot. So, we like our depth, obviously. And with that being said, we'll still look at the wire. Our pro department does a tremendous job of recognizing the talent of all 32 teams. And if we can bring somebody in that we think can add to this football team, then we'll certainly look at it.
And lastly, Nick Ballora told me the other night before you guys suited up in Philly, this is the deepest team he's been a member of. Is this like a bittersweet weekend for you as a head coach? Because I'm sure you've said this in the past, you'd like to keep them all, but sometimes you got to part ways with some good players.
Well, that is. This is the worst part of being a coach, because you got guys developing, laying out. There isn't one guy on this team that, I mean, when you look at them, these guys, they work their tails off and competed every day. Were outstanding in the classroom, preparation, all of it. That they've done it. And it is tough. As a coach, you would like to keep everybody, but that's part of it. And there's going to be a lot of guys that we let go that you're going to see playing for other teams. And I think it's a good sign of where we are as a football team, but also speaks about those players individually. I mean, there's a lot of good football players, and I think people around the league will recognize that.